Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's crazy watching sequentially all the things that had to happen for the Pacers to win that game last night. It's on the TV in our studio right now. Man, what an NBA playoff game that was. Pacers beat the Knicks 138-135 in overtime, and the Pacers were down by 14 or 17 with under 3 minutes to go. They came back and won the game.
There hasn't been a comeback like that in the last 27 years of the NBA. In over 1,000 instances where you've been down by that much with a minute remaining in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Nobody has come back like that in the NBA playoffs. And it happened on the road.
Yeah.
It happened in New York. You did it in front of Knicks fans.
In front of the worst fan base in the NBA. They've taken that mantle from, I don't know who they've taken it from. I just know I've watched their act on social media the last 2-3 weeks, and I'm like, these are horrible people right here.
All their fake celebrity fans that
yes.
only go because they get good seats.
Yeah. Knicks
have an entire department devoted to giving tickets to celebrities.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun last night. All right, flag football in the Summer Olympics in 2028 is a thing. It's going to happen, and there's going to be NFL players in it. I'm guessing this team is going to have some NFL players on. As you pointed out, it is a very different sport than actual football, and we've got guys that have been representing the United States forever playing flag football. But for marketing purposes, if nothing else,
marketing purposes and the fact that there's 3 years leading up to this, so some of the NFL players that might be really interested in it, I think it's a fun way to do your off-season training is, you know, learn the ins and outs of flag football.
All right.
So the more I think about it, just the sheer physical talent of guys like Ja'Marr Chase is got to supersede some of the
guy
other
like
guys
that have,
they've been playing flag football forever. I would expect there to be, if they can get enough good players from the NFL that want to do it, then I would expect it to be mostly NFL players. But that's a big if. The timing of it is not good.
It's not good, and yet it's the only time you can really do it. Like it's the perfect, like if you're having to pick a part of the calendar year to do it, when it's happening is, you know, the Olympics that year are going to be from July, I think, 14th through the 30th.
July 14th through 30th,
yeah.
And NFL veterans typically report around July 25th, give or take.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm going to be surprised if there's a starting quarterback that does it. Because you miss maybe potentially the first 2 weeks of training camp at that time where you're supposed to be developing chemistry and all those other things with your players. I just don't, I can't see a really good NFL quarterback saying, yeah, I'm going to go over and not just risk injury, but also just miss out on the first 2 weeks of camp.
See, I think a majority of them think the way you do, but all it takes is one to not think the way you do. They're right there. And I don't think a team is going to stop them. The NFL is embracing this, obviously. The NFL, we need to take a step back. I guess like the NFL is into flag football, period. They are partnered with flag football. Boy, the number of press releases that we get from the Texans about their support of flag football here locally. They've got the big girls flag football championship that was going on a week or so ago. And I think it's great. I think it's awesome, but flag football and its popularity has kind of been a nice gift to the NFL here that it's this safer version of football that you can fully get behind and really encourage kids to go do that before they start banging heads in high school. So the NFL is in on this, and I think they view that Olympics as a big vessel to to really accentuate. I know it's 3 years from now, but I think the NFL views this as a, and partnering with the Olympics, which is a major brand. I think the starting quarterback will be an NFL guy only because there's going to be at least one or two that want to do it, and their employer is not going to stand in our way. I do think that a majority of them think the way you're talking about, Seth. I just don't think it's all of them. I think there will be one or two that may want to do it.
I keep then the quarterbacks that do, if you are a quarterback that wants, let's say all the NFL quarterbacks would want to do it. I don't get anybody thinking that Pat Mahomes would be the go-to choice because the quarterback runs in flag football. It's a huge asset and he's very mobile and very elusive, but part of that's based on his size as well. Mm-hmm. He can withstand some punishment in the pocket and break tackles and all that. He's not as wiggly as a Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray would be my, I mean, obviously you're going to lose some on the throwing part of things, but Kyler Murray is the guy I think of that would be hardest to actually get close enough to grab a, you can't just be elusive in the pocket.
Yeah.
You got to be athletic enough to completely run away from guys and twist out of trouble to where they can't even get a hand on your flag.
Throw on the run as well. I think Kyler, I think guys not maybe being as pinpoint accurate as other guys as I'm guessing in flag football it's not, you don't have to be quite as pinpoint accurate. You just certainly don't have all the clutter going on around you in flag football that you do in regular football that might
affect
the guy.
There's a lot more space. There's a lot more space on the field.
Like Kyler Murray's height doesn't matter, I would guess, at all in flag football. You know, there's plenty of room to see things.
Yeah, you've only got one lineman who can be a receiver as well.
Yeah.
So it's, So, that's a really good point about the height.
Yeah.
And that's where I still wonder sometimes where there's, it's real tempting to think, oh yeah, all these NFL players would be so dominant at it. You got to remember, there are a lot of guys that have NFL size, have NFL agility, speed, et cetera, and even above and beyond, they are faster than anybody in the NFL. They were just too small to play football.
Yep.
And like, I don't know how many of those guys are out there that have been working at flag football,
right,
who might just be every bit as athletic as Ja'Marr Chase and also schooled in the school, but they're just not as big, but they also know flag football better.
Starting QB odds are out for who would start at QB in 2028 for the Olympic team. By the way, we're doing our first Astros Circle of Trust in about 10 or 12 minutes, so stay tuned for that. First one of the year. Lamar Jackson is the favorite. Lamar Jackson, Seth, is the first person that comes to mind for me when it comes to USA flag football. The combination of the passing, the running, the elusiveness that you talk about, he seems like someone who might want to do it too. Like, yeah, Lamar Jackson feels like somebody who would take that as a challenge, you know?
Yeah, I could see him getting into that and actually taking it almost. I might worry that he almost might take it too seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he just really dives in for it, and you don't see him for 6 months as he prepares for flag football.
He's a 2-1 favorite. Jaden Daniels is 3. I want your thumbnail scouting report on each of these guys. Jaden Daniels, 3-1.
Well, Lamar Jackson, first of all, again, part of his strength as a runner is his size and that he can take a glancing blow really, really well. It's not as much about the wiggle. So he doesn't have the ideal wiggle that I want for necessarily an athletic flag football quarterback. Jaden Daniels can run, but again, not a wiggly guy.
Yeah.
And also somehow, it makes no sense. I feel like he's too skinny for flag
for
football.
For flag football, he's just too skinny?
Have his skinniness some of these guys? Freaks me out. Yes. I don't care. It's still the game of football, whether there's contact or not.
Okay. It's the weirdest take you've had in a while. Jaden Daniels, too skinny for flag football. Josh Allen is third on the list at 5-1.
Again, he's Gumby-like in his ability to take glancing blows.
He's
and
a
yet
tank.
Not a whole lot of wiggle there. The wiggle factor has been low on a lot of the favorites.
Yeah. Oh no! Now fourth on the list, your Kyler Murray is 6-1. Right, Kyler, you kind of made a nice case for. I'm kind of feeling Kyler is the quarterback of this thing, and Kyler does seem like a guy who would want to do flag football as well.
Yeah, especially if there's a video game version of it.
Yes,
he'll be all into it.
Oh yeah, for sure. 6-1. Mahomes, you mentioned he's 8-1.
Mahomes is like 15th on my list right now.
Yeah.
So obviously no wiggle, can run, but just not in a flag football manner.
I just don't need more Patrick Mahomes in my life. That's all. Like I don't root for Patrick Mahomes. Like when they put the dream team together, I'm like, oh man, I got to root for LeBron. All right, I guess we're doing this.
Right, and it has Pat Mahomes. Like, is he who we want to present as the face of American football to foreigners?
About?
I feel like, I don't.
It's flag football time. It's flag football time in
Kyler
L.A.
Murray can Kyler Murray can talk to some of these really international sports reporters who at least cover baseball and know baseball.
Yeah.
They might have some conversation with Kyler Murray about baseball. He's a good bridge.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, 10-1. We're going to get to CJ's coming up in a minute here for those wondering. Jalen Hurts, 10-1. I feel like, yeah, that's a running quarterback, but that's not a – He's lacking in the wiggle.
He's a straight ahead. He's the John Riggins of the athletic NFL.
There's no tush pushes in flag football.
There's
a tush push that you just reach around and grab his flag. Yeah. And then comes CJ Stroud, who is tied with Bo Nix and Joe Burrow at 12-1 on this list. So
CJ Stroud, not a chance in hell. Don't get your grubby hands off. Get your grubby. Fraught with fraud and bribery and everything else, Olympic Committee hands off of my CJ Stroud. He doesn't need to be around. Sean, this is the problem with the Olympics. Constantly, always tainted with all of these accusations of people accepting bribes, doing things shady this way, that way. It's not pure enough for our CJ Stroud.
Yeah. He's the driven snow, CJ Stroud. Mm-hmm. Text page weighing in heavy on this one. Burrow wants to be Mr. International. Why don't you send him to the Olympics? That's true. He did say yesterday he's mad the Bengals didn't get a global game because he's been doing his best to promote the game globally for the last 18 months.
I wonder if you go with Mahomes or CJ, if you talk about his ball placement and his accuracy and everything, I wonder if there are quarterbacks in flag football who aren't that athletic that do really well just because they are so accurate and because there is so much space on the field that the accuracy supersedes the athleticism. Maybe I'm too hung up on the athleticism.
Yeah, I mean I think CJ would be he'd be dealing out there, man, for sure. I don't want him to play. I don't want any of the Texans to play in it. Like, especially the guys who've had injury histories, right? I mean, there's a short list of guys on the Texans where I'm like, nope. CJ's one of them, not because of injuries, just because he's the quarterback. But I think Derek Stingley Jr. might be one of the best fits in the entire NFL for this thing. When you consider the fact that it's 5-on-5, it's a 10-man roster, and so you need some guys on that roster that can probably play both ways just in a pinch. Like, I think Travis Hunter, if he wants to play, is a lock to make the Olympic team in 3 years, provided that he's just not a complete NFL bust. And he wants to play. He's going to be on that team. I think Derek Stingley Jr. would be a fantastic – even I know he'll be 3 years older, but he's only 24 right now. He'll still be 27 years old. I think he'd be a tremendous fit playing both ways on a flag football team, Derek Stingley. But I don't – especially him. I don't want him anywhere near. Nico Collins, don't want him anywhere near. Now, this again, it's 3 years from now, but these are all guys I anticipate still being on the Texans in 3 years. You know?
I guess that would be the question. If Nico Collins and Derek Stingley spend the next 3 years, neither of them missing a game the entire time,
and
do you still feel good about them then? That's where. Do you still feel hesitant then? Yeah.
Yes. I might even feel more hesitant then if they've played three straight seasons because I'm like, man, now we're tempting fate.
The other dynamic here is that guys play both ways quite a bit. Wide receivers play defensive back and vice versa because there's only 10 guys on a roster. Five guys on the field, 10 guys on the roster. You got a quarterback. So I think that there might be more defensive backs than people expect.
Oh, yeah.
Like Derek Stingley and his ball skills, you can really easily see him being a threat as a wide receiver.
Yep.
Obviously his route running wouldn't be as good. But some of these wide receivers are going to be extreme liabilities as defensive backs.
That's a good point.
So you gotta try to figure out, okay, we can only have so many guys that can only play receiver.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a guy be locked down as a defensive back, but then also a plausible receiver than vice versa.
Have you seen some of the names at the bottom of this odds board are hilarious? Like you see Matthew Stafford playing flag football running around. Matthew Stafford 100-1. Geno Smith 125-1. Russell Wilson 125-1, Tom Brady 250-1. I saw some hot Brady takes out there, like a gold medal in flag football would just be the capper on his career. I'm like, he's going to be like 52 years old at that, but you've got to be joking that Tom Brady playing against all these young jitterbugs out there. You know what I mean? These water bugs. Aaron Rodgers at 500-1. I'm telling you right now, if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback for Team USA, I am rooting against Team USA. I'm going to be waving whatever flag's going. I'm rooting. I will. That will be the one player that'll push me to rooting for some other country than the one that I live in right now. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. Nope. Sorry. And I know it's not going to happen. But this is what Steeler fans are going to be have to deal with if he's their quarterback.
You think about the first Dream Team that had a lot of guys who were past their prime for the USA, but the USA was just so much better at basketball than everybody at that point.
Larry Bird could barely walk.
Yeah, you could afford to go out there. And, yeah, Larry Bird is just laid up in various
traction
makeshift cots all over wherever that was. I can't even remember where that Olympics was.
Barcelona.
It was Barcelona. That's right. And I feel like you can't get away with that in flag football.
No.
Even though obviously we're going to be way ahead of most country in terms of football skills. The sport, it's not conducive to that. You need guys that are still in their relative prime.
Do you think we run roughshod over the rest of the world in this thing?
I'm hesitant to be cocky about it.
You're probably, of all the people I've talked about with this, you've probably given the most respect to the sport, like the people that have already been in it for a long time.
Right.
You know, and then that's not just the USA. There's other countries that have been playing flag football.
It's just because it is a completely different sport. I feel like it would be like trying to, you know, handicap which baseball players are going to be the best cricket players.
Yeah.
All right. There's a lot of similarities, but I know there's a lot of differences too. Yeah. And I have zero clue exactly how the guys transfer the skills. And that I don't think even the guys who would be good cricket players aren't going to just step right in and be better than the world's best cricket players.
Yeah,
that's why I'm hesitant to just say that the current guys are going to get displaced so quickly.
Minus 300 is great value, though. I don't know if you saw that, Seth.
Well,
the U.S. to win this thing is minus. You risk a paltry 300 to win $100 on the sport, a version of the sport that we invented here in the United States.
Those two seem like pretty good odds. Well, the other thing, too, is in basketball, one of the reasons the international teams got more competitive was because they've got more guys actually playing in the NBA.
Yes.
So now it's NBA players playing against NBA players, where this isn't going to be nearly as much. I don't know how many skill position players are in the NFL who can go play for, you know, France or Switzerland or Japan or anything.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, there's a lot of
they just don't have nearly as many international players.
Yeah, like our U.S. Olympic team is going to run into Jokic in the Olympics, you know, at some point, you know, or run into Luka in the Olympics. No, that's a good point. Minus 300 feels like stealing right now. Feels like stealing. Hey, speaking of Aaron Rodgers, we're going to get to the circle of trust here in just a second. Matt LaFleur was on Kay Adams' podcast, on her show. Matt LaFleur, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, and was asked, hey, has anybody from the Steelers called you about, you know, because he coached Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, has anybody called you about Aaron Rodgers?
Week 8 Steelers, I know you've talked about the Aaron Rodgers stuff. Has Mike Tomlin asked you anything about Aaron, like when you guys are doing your offseason wine tastings or get together as coaches, has he asked you about Aaron?
No. Not one, not nothing. And neither has Arthur. So Arthur Smith, their OC, I haven't heard from either of those guys in regards to him. I'm pretty sure they know what they're doing. I'm sure they're confident in what they're doing. And I would fully expect him to be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Wow, that got a lot of run yesterday. Fully expect Aaron Rodgers to be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
That was interesting the way you'd framed it. Like, this is one where I actually – usually you're skeptical of the headline and then something confirms and then it shows. Then you listen to the interview and it proves that you should have been skeptical of the headline. This one, it was almost with the way that he just looked at it as a foregone conclusion. I think he might have lived up to the headline, even though it's not with inside information or anything. Yeah. I just think I wonder if it's one of those things that in league circles, it's kind of a foregone conclusion that, oh yeah, Aaron Rodgers has got whatever going on.
Yeah.
But he's fully expected, like they're fully planning to sign him.
Yeah. I just know that if they don't sign him, this is a really slippery slope the Steelers are going into the season on when it comes to quarterback. Mason Rudolph, Skylar Thompson, and I always forget, did they draft Will Howard or McCord? I know they both played for Ohio State at one point. I get them mixed up. Will Howard and Kyle McCord.
It was Will Howard.
It was Will Howard. Okay, yeah. Kansas State.
Sorry,
and
I wanted
Ohio
to double
State
check.
Guy. That's okay. I get those two mixed up.
No, I don't trust my instincts.
McCord went Ohio State to Syracuse is what I think. So this transfer portal is going to be the death of me with all these quarterbacks moving around. Text message, and then we'll get to the circle of trust for the Astros. Biggest dynamic when it comes to flag football and NFL players is the opportunity for these guys to win a gold medal and do it at home in the U.S. I've thought about that. Like, being up on the podium, getting that gold medal is quite a moment. Justin Jefferson was at the league meetings yesterday and actually talked about that dynamic and his wanting to play for the USA.
Think about the chances of, you know, playing in the Olympics and, you know, getting a gold medal is a dream. You know, just reverting back to being a kid and watching the track and field, you know, meets, watching basketball win the gold medal. So, you know, that's something that as a kid I always wanted to be a part of, but football wasn't globally. So now that we're you know, expanding the game and, you know, we're going more globally, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the one thing, Seth, that I had not thought about with this. Like, that is something. You can talk about the Olympics getting, you know, monetized. It's commercial. It's not really feel like, it doesn't really feel like amateur anymore. There's scandal. There's everything else. That moment of standing up on the podium still hits huge.
Yeah, know? That would be pretty cool.
The national anthem playing and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's I guess the fact that it's not an amateur and it hasn't been amateur in a long time in the Olympics, I guess it doesn't feel the same for us as it used to feel.
Right.
Because now it's the exact opposite. It's that you got really, really rich people competing against some other people that are just kind of trying to scrape by playing whatever sport they're playing.
Yeah.
That but I think the part about, I was most skeptical of American football ever making it big internationally because it's such a hard sport to pick up.
Yeah.
You know, basketball back in the day, if you could put a hoop up in a village and give a few kids a basketball, they're going to learn how to play basketball.
Yep.
Football, American football has a lot more organization to it to where it's hard to ever see it really catching on. Flag football is the opposite. It's actually cheaper to set up than basketball because all you need is a football and then figure out some ropes to add to somebody to wear, and kids can play it out, you know, in their backyards or in the street.
Well, in the sandlot part of it, yeah, like they don't even need flags. Just go play two-hand touch football, and it's almost, you know, it's at least a reasonable facsimile of it. Yeah, and
two-hand shove if you're a real man. You hear me?
On the street, not on grass, on concrete.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what we used to do on the hard scrabble streets of Simsbury, Connecticut. So there you go. Keep texting in 713-572-4610. And a lot of people with ideas on who would make good dream team players for the United States in this thing. We'll get to some of your texts.
But avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We haven't done one of these yet. Astros Circle of Trust. Let's get the job done here.
When it comes to our favorite players, it comes down to one question. Can we trust you?
See, if I can't trust you, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle.
Who's in? Who's out? It's the Payne and Pendergast Astros Circle of Trust.
All right, here we go, Seth. Astros Circle of Trust. We've gotten several jokes from people about this over the last several days, but really in the last 24 hours when I posted yesterday that we would be doing this. People are like,
yeah, and frankly, I'm disgusted with all of you. Just saying this is going to be the smallest diameter circle of trust ever. You could put the circle of trust on in the at-bat circle. Yeah.
Shouldn't take too long.
On deck circle, excuse
yeah,
me.
Shouldn't take too long because there's only at-bat circle.
At-bat circle is oddly shaped like a box.
This is the show you come to for your baseball. I love that.
Hey, do you notice this pitcher pitches with his left hand?
Have you noticed that where the pitcher pitches from is raised up? There's a mound out there. So let's do this here. Astros Circle of Trust. I think, Seth, the way I'm laying this out here as we stand in our respective at-bat circles, I've got the list of guys that are either definitely in or there's a discussion about. If we don't bring their name up, it means they're out. I think that's the easiest way to do this one because there is way more outside the circle of trust right now than belong inside the circle of trust. I'm going to save the most uncomfortable one for a little bit later, as you alluded to. There's a certain one we just don't like to debate. We'll save that. Yeah. Let's get the easy ones out of the way. Hunter Brown.
Yesterday notwithstanding. Yeah. I blame that on the meteorological conditions.
And the ballpark.
Meteorological conditions?
We know what you're talking about. Yeah, like that's – he could have given up 8 runs in 2 innings yesterday. He's in the circle of trust. Like it's – you don't just –
he's enough in the – he's pitched so well that, yes, the odd bad performance, you just wipe it away.
Yeah.
Blummer was saying, you slam it in the trunk. That's what he said.
That's it.
Like in a bad day of golf, you slam the trunk door shut, drive home, and take it out on others. Yes.
Agreed. Framber Valdez.
In the circle of trust.
In the circle of trust. Yep, I agree with you on that. Those are the only two starting pitchers that are in the circle of trust right now.
Mm-hmm. I can't name the rest of them.
There's that. But Blanco, I think even Blanco, if he were healthy and up for his next start, I don't know if he's circle of trust worthy yet. He's had a couple.
He's not slam dunk in the circle of trust. He's still those real sketchy performances aren't enough in the rearview mirror. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's not in there. Jeremy Pena.
Circle of trust.
I agree with you. Definite hardcore in circle of trust. And he's not been this emphatically in the circle of trust maybe ever just because of the offensive side of the ball.
And he had to dredge himself out of what would have been non-circle of trust territory from early in the season.
Yes.
He's just been that good since he's been the leadoff.
Yep.
Leadoff, Jeremy Pena is 100% in the circle of trust.
Yep. Jeremy Pena. I just read that one. Isak Paredes.
You know, you're getting messed up by the Yiner Diaz
no,
stuff.
Dude,
yeah. How many guys named Low or Lau on that team, too?
Yiner trying to throw out Yandy yesterday? Or he did throw out Yandy at first base? I'm like, poor Dave Raymond. His head's going to explode.
Yeah, Dave Raymond had a rough time with that in the combined booth on Sunday.
Calling him Yandy. Isak Paredes. So Hunter Brown in, Framber Valdez in, Jeremy Pena in, Isak Paredes.
Yes, as everybody remembers, I've been fully on board with Isak Paredes since day one. Don't go back and check archives or anything. Just trust me, bro.
I was fine with them getting Paredes in that deal. You know, like Paredes has been. If Bregman weren't a top three MVP candidate right now, I'd be feeling amazing about. I feel good about Paredes in a vacuum. It's just he's replacing a guy who's getting lauded as the potential AL MVP right now. But as far as circle of trust goes, Isak Paredes in. All right, here we go. Now we get to the complicated ones. Jake Myers. Is Jake Myers in the circle of trust?
You know what, Sean?
Yeah.
I know I've been burned on this before. I think we had him in there at the beginning of last season at one point. And yet, this circle of trust for me is largely a gut feel thing. Like with Paredes. You know what? With Paredes, I don't have to look at the box scores or his stats. I know that as of late, I get excited when he's at the plate.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, something good could happen here.
Okay.
And oddly enough, now Jake Myers, both at the plate and in the field, my gut tells me, you know what, Jake? Let's see what you got here.
Ben, get ready.
I trust you.
Ben, get ready. You might have to be the deciding vote on this one. So you trust him. It's based on a gut feel. Here's my issue with Jake Myers, and I'm looking up the numbers from last year. He's tearing it up in the month of May. Right now.
Yeah.
Like he's been great. Like it's hard to find a stat for Jake Myers offensively where he's not among, if not the best center fielder right now. He's been really, really good, I will grant you. But this is not the circle of May. This is not the player of the month award. This is the circle of trust. This is how sustainable is this thing. And I will look back here, and as I click on the month of May for last year, Jake Myers in the month of May last year had an OPS of 924. And a batting average of 329 and three home runs and 14 RBIs. These are numbers that are eerily similar to what he's been doing over the last month this year. I can't trust him until June. So until I see a month of June where he doesn't go from a 924 OPS to a 682 OPS, I can't trust Jake Myers. You and I are at a stalemate with this one. We haven't had to do this in a while. I think I know which way the vote's going to go.
I don't know.
I'm going to leave him out.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa!
You swayed me with your stats.
I did.
Yeah.
Ben Gary, I got an audience with Ben. I didn't even take an hour like Jeffrey Lurie. It was like 38 seconds.
Sean's a grumpy old man that tells you as soon as you've had some success, like, well, just remember, everything that goes up comes down eventually.
That's right. That's right.
Don't get too high on big for your britches.
That's
now,
right. Guys and gals have daddy issues. Jake Myers has Shawnee issues.
Like, yeah.
Yeah,
Ben, I could tell it. This might be the first time Ben's gone against me in a vote.
All you had was gut feel, Seth.
Yeah.
Need more evidence.
Take that. See?
You're right. Damn it.
Ben wants PowerPoints. Ben wants slides, Seth. He wants stats.
I don't want to look up his spring training stats, but like, yeah, there was evidence that he had done some things better during spring training, and you just never know what to do with it. Because every guy during spring training has a story about what he tweaked and did differently.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't really sure of it. And then he goes out and performs the way he has. I feel like, as it is with Pena, there's substance behind the improvement.
Yeah.
And then I always try to remember with Jake Myers, I always try to tell myself, man, the kid had a hard time coming back from that shoulder injury.
Yeah.
And it was probably dicier than we know publicly. But that's right. Hey, listen, the cynical bastards win on this one.
Well, I'm not penalizing you for gut feeling. Ben is, but I'm not, and here's why. Like, this is a gut feel thing, obviously. My gut feel with Jake is still, I don't have full confidence in him at the plate. So me going and getting those stats is more like trying to figure out why my gut feel is the way it is.
Yeah.
And that's what it, and you know, Seth, Jake is just starting from such a low starting point with me not defensively, but offensively. Like, he just looks so overwhelmed at times. And there was an at-bat he had a couple of days ago where he didn't know it was ball four.
It was ball four,
and he's still standing, and the umpire, like, take your base. And it's like, can we fully trust that guy? You know?
It's a five-dimensional chess, man. he's getting in the pitcher's head, okay?
All right. Before we get to the really uncomfortable one, Josh Hader is in, right? Josh Hader's in the circle.
Hader, and I would say the bullpen in general.
Bullpen at large.
We try to just stick to bullpen.
Yeah.
Bullpen has been one of the very best bullpens in baseball.
No doubt, with Josh Hader as the face of the bullpen. Last one before the one that gets really uncomfortable. Is Victor Caratini in for you right now? Victor Caratini's been really good lately, and he's going to see, as long as there's no lefties in this lineup,
yeah,
he's going to see a lot more at-bats until Yordan comes back.
I don't have him in the circle of trust, even though I'm going against my gut on it a little
bit. That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. I just think he's worth bringing. If a name hasn't been brought up in this thing, it's because they're not even worth bringing up. I think Victor Caratini's name is worth at least presenting to the council here. The council being me, you, and Ben.
Yeah.
All right, so no Victor.
Caratini's still on the fringe of it,
yep.
But it's not like he's on the sum total of the season. He's been an average baseball player
yes.
for you, which is
yeah.
great.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I would say if we do this again in a couple weeks, 2-3 weeks, whatever, and Caratini's still doing what he's been doing the last
yeah.
week or two, he's got a good shot of getting in. All right, here we go. Jose Altuve.
This is going to be the easiest time I've ever left him out of the circle of trust.
There you go.
And it's
there
because I think it'll be good for him. We've seen
good
in the past.
He is not in the circle of trust.
Twice with Bregman when we took him out of the
yep.
circle of trust. That day,
yeah.
Bregman went off.
Yeah.
It almost got to the point where I felt like we should just, you know, kick him out more often. But I can't violate the integrity of the circle of trust.
Yep.
And its many very clear parameters.
Mm-hmm.
So, Altuve's out of the circle
He's
of
out.
Trust.
He's out.
He gets
not,
himself back on track.
I do not feel confident in him at all in the batter's box these days.
Right.
I don't even feel confident in him in the at-bat circle either when he's doing over there doing his, as we call it on this show.
What about the at-bat dugout? you know that recess there where the players stand around? The at-bat place.
Yeah.
I think that's what they call it.
I'm not confident in there either. None of those places. So it would appear, God, that's painful, deleting Jose Altuve's name off this list. That hurts. Hunter Brown. Framber Valdez, Jeremy Pena, Isak Paredes, Josh Hader, and the Haterettes in the bullpen.
That's rare. I saw when you went to go delete that on the show prep. For the first time, a pop-up actually popped up that said, are you sure? That was, are you sure you
like
want to
little,
delete this?
Like the little paper clip that used to pop up back in the day on a Windows computer? Yes.
It said, are you sure?
Yeah.
The change will not be permanent, but he is old.
He is old. Yeah, he is. He is old. Text coming in on this. That's ludicrous. Myers has finally shown some sustained success. Sir or ma'am, that's why this is sustained success that he showed the exact same time last year. It's May 22nd right now. You would have been saying the same thing last year in May. That's why I brought up his May 2024 stats, and he wound up falling off a cliff again. That's all. Like, you would have sent that exact same text in a year ago. I need to see it into the month of June. And then I will be cool with putting him in there. This is not, I don't think this is a super controversial take. It's very split, but it's polarizing. But I don't think it's a hot take at all. Pendergast,
yeah.
You're an idiot. Like, that text just came in. And that could be about any number of things.
Now, and honestly, to point out, it wasn't just May. It was, I did it reverse, never mind. But like at this point last year, his stats for the sum total of the season were pretty good too, right?
Yeah, I think so. I just did the screen grab of 1 month. It looks like his OPS at the end of April was 718 last year. And by the end of May, it was up to...
His 902 on May 22nd
okay,
last year.
Okay, so there, and probably went up from there.
So he actually had better numbers. He was hitting. He had the elusive batting 300 with an OPS of 900 going through this point
last
year.
A couple days ago, yeah. Oh, through the three, yeah. Through last year, yeah. But how did he end up? Like, he ended up with, he ended up barely, you're like, I don't even know if I want to start this guy by the end of the year. You know, his OPS,
yeah.
His OPS by the end of the year was 646.
Yeah,
he had a 903 OPS in May, and he finished 646. So that's what I would tell you, Texter. So,
right, as far as sustained success, this time last year he was actually better.
Yeah,
his numbers were better than they are.
Yeah,
right now.
And it fell off a cliff. So when you say he finally has shown sustained success, this is your definition of it. He did it last year too, and it didn't end well. I need to see it. I need to see more. That's all. I'm not anti Jake Myers, and I'm happy for him that he's played the way he has. I hope he keeps doing this and that you and I are having a conversation in July. Does he deserve to be on the All-Star team? I hope that's the case. But the Circle of Trust is an elite group. An elite group from the best in the world. That's who puts this together. All right? We're not going to sacrifice quality here.
If you've learned nothing from the college football playoffs,
yeah.
You should trust a couple of old dudes when they put together a list of what the best teams and or players are.
Hell yeah. It isn't the circle of trust of the future. It's like you're trying to be a meteorologist predicting the weather. You don't know. He's playing great right now. Put his ass in, somebody said. Again, I'm not predicting the future. I'm just telling you we've seen this before, and the trust, yeah.
I'll tell you what, everybody, dear listeners, it's hard dealing with this grumpy SOB every day. Sean and his constant negativity and pessimism, just waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, oh, hey, Sean, I heard you won the Mega Millions. Yeah, but, you know, gotta pay taxes. Yeah.
It's not the Mega Billions, though. It's just Mega Millions. My favorite texts are the ones where they're like, hey, it isn't the circle of trust of da-da-da-da-da. It's blah, blah, blah. It's our thing. It's our thing. It's not thing. It's our thing.
It's a circle of trust. Trust does imply the future.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Trusting somebody, you're trusting that they'll do something in the future. I'm defending Sean, even though I disagree with him on whether or not Jake Meyer should be in it.
Yes.
But there's no way to have a circle of trust without implying the future.
Yeah.
We don't, it's not like I trust that you did something in the past.
Yep.
All right. It's not like I'm putting my kid to bed and trusting that they brush their teeth or something.
Yep. All right. Pain and Pendergast.
It's not like when Brandy asks, can I trust that you took care of the birth control? I'm like, sure. Yeah. You should trust me. Yes.
Jake Meyer's baby daddy. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Pain and Pendergast. So that is definitely the smallest circle of trust we've ever had. Without a doubt, I don't even need to go back and look.
We didn't do it during the dark days of last year. I don't think we did our first circle of trust until
maybe
July last year.
Maybe not. Five, though. five guys. All right. Payne and Pendergast. Up next, is there a chance that Joe Mixon takes a step back in usage this season? Fantasy football owners are keeping an eye on this one. One in particular. We'll have that for you coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Boy, the circle of trust popped today, Seth. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. We hadn't done one in a while. So people, yeah. I think people were jonesing for a circle of trust.
People, what got people the most heated? People were upset that you left, that you and Ben left Jake Myers out of the circle of trust.
They're so heated. They're so heated about that, and a lot of them agree with you. They're so heated about that. I might pender poll that one during the next break. You know, just to see what the people think about that one. But there's a lot of people that are upset that we didn't put Jake Myers. Me and Ben, we outvoted Seth. Seth had him in. So direct your anger at me and Ben, if that's the case. There's Altuve is the other one. If implying trust, then Altuve should be in until he is complete trash. Jake should be in as well. That's one text from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you on Altuve should be in until he is complete trash?
Well, as of late this season, he has played like somebody that you might describe. Wow, that is that's been complete trash.
I don't want to put you're doing what I would do right now. You don't want to put trash in the same sentence without Tuesday.
Right. He just flat out hasn't been good until he lifts himself up out of it. I'm gonna like it feels when you're in the middle of a long slump. I don't trust that the guys when he gets up to the plate as of late. I don't feel like anything's gonna happen.
I'm with you. His OPS again. It's a gut feel. And the gut feel for me right now is I have zero trust in Altuve, and then I'll go to the numbers to see if my gut feel is accurate. His OPS in May is 464.
Yeah.
Like, that is like pitcher-level OPS. You know, like, that's – it ain't good. So, it is what it is.
So, it's not a long-term thing or anything, but it's just it's not like you can't get yourself back in the circle of trust.
Sure.
But right now, I just don't trust him until he gets out of whatever funk he's in.
Yep. All right, so the Athletic had a piece – by one of their fantasy football writers, Jake Cieli, and he's looking at the backfields of NFL teams post-draft, looking at all 32 of them through like a fantasy lens, and he's got them in categories of solidified, obvious change, and then in the middle are the ones where we could see a shuffle. So the solidified ones are ones like Bijan Robinson, Josh Jacobs, Jonathan Taylor, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley. There's 12 teams that have solidified number one backs. There's 10 teams that have definitely going to be changed because guys have left in free agency or they drafted a big-time running back, whatever. And then in the middle are the shuffles. And I had to look at this two or three times to make sure I wasn't crazy. This particular writer does not have the Texans and Joe Mixon as one of the backfields that is solidified.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that he rushed for 1,000 yards last year and they didn't want to give anybody else the ball by the time the second half of the season rolled around.
And I guess for what the mix is at running back right now, the two main candidates to spot him are going to be Damian Pierce and probably Woody Marks, the draft pick. And Woody Marks brings something as a receiver that nobody else does. So right now, as long as Woody Marks is, if he was a good draft pick and they can get something out of him, he's going to be used on third downs a lot, initially at least.
Yeah.
And but that's not the same as somehow displacing Joe Mixon. No. The ideal scenario would be for the Texans if they get something like they had have in Detroit. Which is you got David Montgomery, all-purpose back, and then you've got Jahmyr Gibbs, who's a multi-threat.
Yeah.
You know, and it just has that ability as a receiver, et cetera, et cetera. Montgomery still got 225 snaps last year.
Yeah. They are split there. Yeah.
Which is only 20 or so fewer than Joe Mixon.
Yep.
So I think that no matter how much they use Woody Marks, I think Joe Mixon's still going to be getting the lion's share of the carries. Remember, Damian Pierce was on this team last year.
Yeah, that's what would I think if I were a fantasy owner of Joe Mixon. Like if I had Joe Mixon in a dynasty league where you get to keep guys year over year, I would keep Joe Mixon this year, thinking he's going to be the frontline guy. I think the thing that would make me nervous is, okay, two things would make me nervous, Seth. Yeah, is Woody Marks a guy who shows out enough to where he does get some run that impedes on Joe Mixon's volume? Because the thing about Mixon, he's not a home run hitter. He is, as is pointed out in this article, he's very volume reliant. You know, he needs his touches. He's a 4.1 yards per carry guy. You know, if he's getting 13 carries, he's probably only getting 48 yards. I think the thing that would make me most nervous would be, okay, well, what if Damian Pierce takes to a Nick Caley offense better than he took to a Bobby Slowick offense?
Yeah.
And Joe Mixon is an older guy who did deal with some injuries last year and whatnot. And it makes sense for the Texans to go with more of a Detroit Lions approach. It wouldn't be skill set wise similar to Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery because neither of them are Jahmyr Gibbs. Like Jahmyr Gibbs is a specimen, But yeah. In terms of the volume, in terms of how it's split up, that would be the thing that would make me nervous as a Mixon owner is, man, does this all of a sudden click again for Damian Pierce? And now
right.
Mixon's getting 12 carries a game instead of 22 carries a game.
A lot of those games. Remember, we asked Nick about this towards the end of the season last year about Joe Mixon getting so many carries and Damian Pierce having so few. And his answer was something along the lines of, well, because Joe Mixon's really good and we want him out there as much as possible.
Yeah.
You can say that about defensive linemen too. You know, the guys that there's some teams that really want to rotate their defensive linemen, but the four starters are so much clearly better that you just don't rotate them as much.
Yeah.
Like with running backs, you want to rotate your running backs if you can. And if you feel really good about the backup, and then it's better to have him give the starter some spells. So that is a huge question. If it clicks for Damian Pierce, and if Nick Caley's a better offensive coordinator than Bobby Slowick, then I think if you replayed last year, they would have given Damian Pierce more carries.
Yeah.
They would have figured out a way to work him into games more.
Yep, no doubt about that. Well, how are you feeling, like real quick, because we're up against it, but how are you feeling about that room right now with Mixon and Pierce and Woody Marks in it?
I just, like I do about the offense in general, I'm very intrigued and I'm cautiously optimistic, but there's a lot of different moving parts that you got to actually see it out in the football field. So I'm cautiously optimistic.
All right, I'm putting up that Jake Myers poll during the break because the Myers texts are flying in right now. This is a big react to the Circle of Trust. For those who missed it, we did our first Circle of Trust of the season for the Astros, and only five people in it.
Mm-hmm.
Paredes, Pena, Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Josh Hader with the bullpen as an overarching umbrella. So five get in. Jake Myers wasn't one of them. Seth wanted him in. I didn't. Ben broke the tie. So you can take it up with me and Ben if you disagree. All right. The Jordan Hudson story yesterday. There's a story every day with Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick. Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick's girlfriend. Okay, I want to run this through the psycho chick forensics test. What we got a report on yesterday, I saw it from People Magazine, of something that Jordan Hudson did back in December that involves Bill Belichick's ex-girlfriend. That is coming up next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.